sphere of influence that I control. That may mean I'll have to drive on a different street. May even mean not driving on the freeway anymore. Well, is it wrong to make me give up driving on the freeway because some drunken slob drives recklessly? Well, of course, I think it's wrong because it interferes with my happiness. But it certainly isn't wrong to the drunken slob. And the reality is that he'll keep driving that way until, for some reason, he's convinced that greater happiness would be produced by some other code of conduct on his part. And recognize, too, that the existence of a law against drunk driving has not eliminated the existence of drunk drivers. They are still there. They are part of the reality that you have to deal with in order to get what you want. We'll look at one other aspect of rights in Session 5, that being whether or not the establishment of certain rights makes it possible to create a societal structure more in keeping with those rights. And as I say, we'll come back to that in Session 5. But for right now, the point is to recognize things as they are, not as you want them to be or think they ought to be. Act upon things as they are. There are drunken drivers. Whether or not there ought to be is irrelevant. Base your actions on the assumption that drunken drivers exist and that they are a threat to your existence. And the same principle will apply to anything or anyone that you consider to be an enemy in your life. Now let's look at one other facet of the no one owes you anything principle. It's easy to think that something you have done for someone else in the past puts them under some kind of obligation to you in the present. You know, after all I've done for you, and that sort of thing. But every transaction is a complete exchange. If I do you a favor, it's because I want to do you a favor. It's what I want to do, not because I have now established a claim upon you. I do the favor for my purposes, so no one could possibly owe me anything in return because all I did was what I wanted to do. Every transaction is a complete exchange. It contains no further obligations because each one is acting from his own motives and his own desires at the time. He is doing what he wants to do. If you lend money to a man, recognize that he doesn't have to pay you back. It may be in his self-interest to do so, according to your standards, but he doesn't have to do so. He could disappear tomorrow. Then what difference does it make that he owes you the money or that you have a right to the money? He could even die tomorrow. What are you going to do? Open the coffin and take the money out of him? Obviously, you can't. You have to recognize that he will repay the loan only if it is profitable and possible for him to do so. So when you extend him credit, you want to be absolutely sure that it will be profitable to him to pay you back, based upon his knowledge of life and his understanding and his way of doing things, not based upon yours. We'll discuss that more later. Right now, we're recognizing that each individual is acting not only from his own profit motive, but from his own knowledge, too. And with this understanding, you will never expect what cannot possibly be. You will be much more in harmony with reality. You will be able to keep your balance at all times because you will not have been counting on what could never be. You will understand your proper relationship to the market and your proper relationship to government and all other parts of your environment. And you will realize how pointless it is to blame circumstances or other people for your discomfort, because those circumstances are totally impersonal. No one is interested in your happiness or unhappiness. No one is doing things to you. Each person is interested only in himself. He becomes interested in you only as you take on significance in terms of his happiness. But what is even more important is that he affects you only as you choose to become involved. It is your decisions that have brought you to where you are now, not his or someone else's. Recognize that you put yourself in the position where you are now depending upon other people to act in certain ways, and where it now hurts you if people do not act in that way you want them to. Don't talk about their obligations to you. You chose to put yourself in the position where you are right now, where you are vulnerable to someone else's actions. How can you blame anyone else for doing what they want to do when you could have prevented this by placing yourself in some other position, by acting otherwise in the past so that you would not now be vulnerable to their actions? If your husband beats you, remember that you married him. If you start to walk across the street and a drunk driver aims his car at you, remember that you chose to walk on that street. He didn't force you to. And if your business associates take advantage of you, remember you chose this association. Now, don't get me wrong.